Hey, I didn't mean to bother you too much. And I know you're on your lunch break. No, I'm not here to see Gary. As a matter of fact, I just saw him leave. He's definitely not here, right? I actually came over to talk to you. Do you have a minute? Perfect. It won't be long. I'll come inside. You always had a talent for making everything seem cozy. Look at this place. You're a magician with it. Wow. Did Mac do the counter? Yeah, I'd recognize that sink anywhere he's been. My place has a similar layout. But the little touches you've added really bring it to life. So, not really sure how to start this conversation. Probably not even my place to bring it up, but you weren't home 2 nights ago, right? Right. And you don't happen to have an open relationship with your husband, right? Shit. God, there had to have been a better way for me to broach the subject. I feel like an asshole for doing this. I heard someone having fun over here 2 nights ago. A couple of someones. A lot of fun. Gary was one of the someones. I don't know if the window was open or something, but it was impossible to ignore. No. I'm pretty sure it wasn't porn. Trust me, I wouldn't be over here having this conversation behind Gary's back if I had any doubts. No, this isn't the first time I saw or heard something suspicious. I've seen him coming and going at odd hours. Sometimes with someone else in his car, and sometimes getting into someone else's car. They look like women, but I figured that maybe he just had a lot of close female friends or coworkers, but after last night, I'm sorry you had to find out this way. It's really despicable. If you want me to go, I'll go. I just had to say my piece. I couldn't just let it sit like this. What? You knew that he was stepping out on you? Jesus. What the hell? Don't be. No, I'm not angry at you. I just want to know why the hell he would step out on a woman like you. It just grinds my gears. The guy couldn't appreciate what he has. He's always been a bit like that with everything. Bigger house, nicer car, more bling on the watch. Nothing satisfies him. It's pathetic. Always with a small dick syndrome. So you knew, huh? That really sucks. Why didn't you leave him? Don't tell me you think you deserve to be treated like this.